Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day again, where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. If this is the first time of joining us and wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and it's our very own online devotion segment where we dive into the Word of God before we step out for the day every single morning. And if you've been very frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to grab your pens, your journals, and your Bibles. But most importantly, I want you to share this link and invite somebody to this platform. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the sixth day in the month of January 2025. It's a beautiful Monday, it's a beautiful new week, and we are grateful for another blessing. We are grateful for a brand new day. We are grateful for the message of God that is new every morning. Today we'll be looking at a new topic that says, when God calls, when God calls. I am today is taken from Hymn 23 from our Open Heaven Manual. Take my life and let it be. Take my life and let it be. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Genesis 21 to 23. Genesis from verse 21 to verse 23. From chapter 21 to chapter 23, sorry. Our memory verse is taken from Luke 9 verse 23, which says, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Luke 9 23. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Matthew chapter 8, from verse 19 to 23. Matthew chapter 8, from verse 19 to 23. From verse 19 it reads, then a certain scribe came and said to him, teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Then another of his disciples said to him, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. But Jesus said to him, follow me and let the dead bury their own dead. Now when he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, nowadays, many see God's call as a call to a higher social status. Even though God rewards those who work hard to please him with influence and wealth, his call to service is a call to put him first in everything. In the book of Matthew chapter 19 from verse 16 to 24, a rich man who had been careful to obey God's commandments approached Jesus and said, "Lord, I have obeyed all your commands and I have kept all the law. But somehow I feel that something is missing. What do I lack?" Jesus replied, "If thou would be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me." On hearing this, he became sorrowful, because he had many possessions, and obviously valued them more than following Jesus. Beloved, when God calls you, following must be your only focus. And you should be ready to surrender anything he asks of you, including your life, like we see in Luke 14:26. Those who will heed God's call must see him as their only source. This is why in Numbers chapter 18, verse 20, God told Aaron that he would have no inheritance among the Israelites, because it would be his inheritance. In Ezekiel 44, verse 28, God said that it would be the inheritance of his priests. God is not against you taking up secular jobs, except he has specifically told you not to. However, he wants you to see him as your only source. If God calls you, no matter how wealthy or influential you are, it will first take you through a wilderness to be sure that you are serious about serving him and that you are not just serving him for material gains. If you lose patience in the wilderness season and start going after material things, you are not fit for the call. This is why we have many half-baked ministers of God today. When God was building them in their wilderness season, they rebelled against him and found alternatives. Those who will be used mightily by God must be willing to trust him wholeheartedly. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith is built when you let go of everything you can rely on and focus on God alone. The good news is, after he has truly seen that your faith is solely in him, he will begin to raise you up. And when God raises you, there is no limit to how far he can take you. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, those who will be used mightily by God must be willing to trust him wholeheartedly. Thanks for staying tuned today and thanks for joining us on today's Open Heaven. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT every morning on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can find on Play Store and Apple Store. Just search for Praise Palace Radio and download to give you access to all our amazing shows lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, to remain blessed. Bye-bye.